All right. We're about to have
okay.
a discussion about Gilbert Arenas, okay?
First of all, welcome to our very first podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a certain basketball player who has a few controversy behind their name by the name of Gilbert Arenas. I hope you guys enjoy. If you have any thoughts you want to let me know or any details that we missed, definitely let us know so we can better it for the next podcast. So now you feel Gilbert Arenas is not a good basketball player. Why is that?
Because, first of all right. Oh, no high elite defenseman player back. Like, there was no defense that, like, high elite defenders like they are today. Like, you got today, you have Mike Conley, which I probably think he can stop Gilbert Arenas. Like, now, I'm not saying stop him completely, like, he'll shut him down. Like, I don't think he would, like,
maybe, like, a few possessions. So, like, you know, every few possessions he'll be able to stop him, maybe?
Gilbert Arenas is, the way I see it, Gilbert Arenas is a pure scorer. He's a pure scorer. He's gifted. Oh. Yeah, I can put him as the top 10 scorers that are gifted. If he was put in this era, he wouldn't be the same.
You know, a lot of people say that about Michael Jordan as well.
Let's get into it. MJ's going to be MJ because of his defense. It's not like the eras, you know how the eras are. You had Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, who else? The Claw. No, the Glove. Gary Payton. You didn't have those people in Gilbert Arenas' era. As far as this era, you have Mike Conley, AD, Joel Embiid. Well, I got to name more point guards because he's a point guard. Mike Conley, Damian Lillard.
You can even say a young, healthy Derrick Rose.
I can't see Derrick Rose stopping Gilbert Arenas because whatever Gilbert Arenas hit him with that snatch bat, and then my man tweak his ankle, and it's a GG, man. It's a GG. Then he's going to get hurt.
Maybe a Russell Westbrook then?
You see your name in point guards that can play defense. You didn't have this in this era. So how you feel about Gilbert Arenas being on 2K19, my team?
I must say, literally, the last 2K I saw him on was 2K8. Or was it? And actually, the last game I saw him on was it was an NBA Live. Yeah, he was on NBA Live. Oh wait, 10 years ago, and then after that, after his incident,
nobody wanted to put him back.
I guess because of his incident with his gun charge and bringing guns to the locker room, that just made him take him out the game.
How do you feel about his game as far as
his game is very, I like his game. It's very aggressive. You know, he could shoot deep threes. He could go in the paint, dunk on people. He was one of those point guards that could just do it all.
Penny Hardaway.
Another point guard
that was retired before Gilbert Arenas. I just don't think Gilbert Arenas is
I don't know
a big
what to say. All
now,
I can
Brandon
say is
Brandon Roy, on the other hand, that's a big deal. Brandon Roy was that nigga.
Oh, he was. Actually, now that I think about it, why wasn't he in the past 2Ks either?
These are,
for Gilbert Arenas, it was because of his actions and all that. You know, O.J. Mayo is another player now. He's not in 2K anymore because of his drug charges, or he failed some drug test.
All right, so
Odie, shut it.
if we was to say, I think the only reason why these two players are in the game right now, I think one, because the community, some of the community people feel like, oh, Brandon Roy was a great player. Gilbert Arenas was a good player. Why is these people not getting cards? Because they still got some players that don't really have cards. Like JoJo White, he first got a card this 2K18. Who else first got a card?
Yeah.
What's his name? Fuck, what's his name? Ah, I forgot his name. What was his name? It was somebody else that didn't have a card on 2K, but they put him. They didn't put Charles Barkley in the game again. Patrick Ewing.
Ah, yeah. I wonder why.
They
meant the entity. Patrick Ewing, yeah, I think he's there.
Let me look.
Charles Barkley.
They didn't put. What's his? They barely. Who else didn't put in the game that were good, like really, really good?
I mean, there's definitely a lot of players that's not in the game that I feel definitely should be in it, but you know. But you know, TK, you know, I don't know why. Maybe it's like a copyright thing, or they're just not allowed. I couldn't tell you, but all I know is, you know, there's a lot more players that are coming into the game this year, and I feel they deserve it. Gilbert Arenas, despite his actions, he was a pretty decent player, pretty good player, so I'm glad he's in it. Brandon Roy, I'm excited that he's in it. Definitely going to be having some fun with that. Know that for a fact.
I will enjoy playing with Gilbert because of his playing style. He reminds me of like a he reminds me of like a Steph Curry mixed with a Penny Hardaway type thing. Because he can shoot from long threes, and if you do cause that double team, he has the handles. He's way bigger than Steph Curry. So he can actually bully his way into the paint and get that dunk, which I don't think anyone else can do.
I mean, I think the only person that could do it is like Baron Davis. Nah, his card, that's a good card. I know people can't wait for that card to come out and use it. I honestly don't know. Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see. But yeah, Gilbert Arenas, he's a real good player.
I'm not calling him one of the greats.
I'm not saying he's a great. I'm not saying he's, you know, up there with all the legends. I'm just saying he's another player that was good. Just like Allen Iverson. He's a really good player.
So, what do you think was one flaw in his game? One flaw. Everyone has a flaw.
One flaw, I'd probably say a bit too aggressive, maybe. His play was a bit too aggressive, and that would require kind of a ball hog type of play. Well, other than that, he was a pretty solid all-around player. You know, he still knew how to pass the ball. You know, funny enough, he actually faced off against LeBron, and I think it was, I don't know if it was the finals or semifinals, but he choked free throws.
I think it was
tough. He dunked on the free throws, and after that, he's never been the same.
I think he dunked on LeBron.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, I think so.
He did a LeBron chase down block.
Yeah. And LeBron copying off players.
That looks like, no, it was a regular game, regular season. He didn't really dunk on him, he blew past him.
Oh, just like Malcolm Brogdon dunked on LeBron? I said just like Malcolm Brogdon dunked on LeBron?
No. Like, he crossed over, and ran past LeBron trying to block him from behind, and he dunked it. So, okay, speaking of players that y'all, how you feel about, what's his name? Carmelo, do you think he's gonna get a ring this year? Be honest.
Honestly, if I'm being real, no. He's too old, and honestly, I don't think he's going to be able to contribute as he did when in his much younger years. He's just too old. I hate to say it, you know, Carmelo is a phenomenal player, you know, but I mean, age just gets to everybody. So, honestly, he's doing a smart thing by just, you know, getting the bag, you know, getting his money up, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you have to just...
Nah, because Chris Paul, he's basically too old himself now.
He's still balling.
He's not getting a ring. You saw he gets injured. The thing is, when you need Chris Paul the most, he'll get injured. It's like literally in the playoffs last year, he could have played. He could have probably made a difference. But no, he sat out. But you know, I don't blame him for sitting out because look at what happened to Isaiah Thomas. Back in what, 2017, 2016 playoffs? I don't know which one, but it was one of those playoffs. He was injured. If he had sat out, he would have been with the Celtics right now with that max contract. But because he played and worsened his hip injury, he literally fell from being almost the MVP down to just a veteran's minimum now.
So you feel, he made a decision not playing.
Yeah, because if Chris Paul played, he probably would be like Isaiah Thomas now, just on some bummy team. Well, the Nuggets are kind of bummy, but, like, you know, he's not getting the same check that he used to get. You know, Isaiah Thomas, he's now taking, what, only $5 million? How do you go from $100-something million dollars to only $5 million? And, like, that's my thing with DeMarcus Cousins, another player with, like, I mean, I get it. He wanted to go to the Warriors. You know, he wanted to get a ring. Right. Hey,
anyway.
That's what basketball – that's not a snake. The point of the NBA is to get a ring. No. Now, how you go about it, I mean, that's on them. But he wants a ring, and now – No, I'm not saying I would sell out. I would stay, you know, and then after some time, after my contract max, you know, after I'm done doing my bid with the team, yeah, I'm going to leave.
How do you feel about KD?
But clearly, AD and KD, I mean, honestly, KD, he's a different story because you literally talking about, oh, you're going to stay with this team. Yeah, this team is your home, blah, 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 blah. And then you don't tell nobody what you're doing. You go to a 73-9 win team. My thing is, like, you don't go to a team that clearly doesn't need you. You go to a team that needs you. Exactly. Like, my thing is, if KD went to the Wizards, I mean, I wouldn't be mad, but I really wouldn't like it. You know what I mean? I really wouldn't like it.
The Wizards?
Now, had KD gone to a team that needed him, like, let's see. There's a lot of teams that would need a player like KD. Like, the Raptors, the Spurs, if they picked up KD, they would definitely get a ring. Yeah, or the Spurs. You know? Put Kawhi at shooting guard, KD at small forward. If KD went to the Raptors would have beat the Cavs and probably even won the finals.
No,
they really would have. Because who would have guarded KD on the Warriors? Kevin, no one.
I don't got
those. Exactly. I'm being honest here.
I'm beating us.
Well, like the Celtics, you know, the Celtics, actually around the time that KD went to the Warriors, the Celtics didn't even have Kyrie yet or Gordon Hayward. So, yeah, the Raptors would have beaten the Cavs with Kyrie and LeBron. Kyle Lowry, he's a pretty decent defending point guard as well.
You already know that. DeMar DeRozan's a gifted player. Really gifted.
Yeah. DeMar DeRozan, he is really amazing.
He has one of the best coaches.
Yeah, like, that man is something else.
Help him and guide him.
Honestly, I don't see Pop staying with the Spurs too much longer. Yeah, especially after losing his wife and everything, and he's an old man on top of it. I mean, he had a good run. He's the literally greatest. He had a good
I
run.
I would say he's the greatest coach ever.
I'd Who's say he's one than of the greatest. Me? He's definitely up there. Thibodeau.
Huh?
No. Tom Thibodeau.
No.
He's a really good coach. And who else? Who was Michael Jordan's coach? I forgot his name. But him? Steve Kerr, most definitely. You can't tell me Steve Kerr is not. That crack has to be really good if you tell me Steve Kerr is not one of the greats. Popovich, he's a great coach. He's a great coach. I'm not going to put him above everyone else, though.
Kevin.
I just can't do that.
Kevin.
What?
I'm going with Popovich, number one. I'm sorry. Look at all his, look at all his accolades, though.
Yeah, I mean, look at Steve Kerr's accolades. He's literally a 5-6-time champion as a player. And then he's... And he's literally a champion as a coach. Like, what, 3 times now?
You had the GOAT.
Probably 4.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
You had the GOAT on your team, Michael Jordan. And then you have a dynasty that you're coaching. I mean, how much better can it get for you, man, honestly?
I mean, if I had 5
seasons... Steve Kerr living the life. You can't tell me he's not. He's doing that, Jordan.
If I had 5 superstars on one team, I'd be good too. I'm not taking that day.
The way the Warriors set up their team is so smart. I'm just like, literally, this is like what the first regular NBA team to have like all like what 5 superstars. 5 all-stars on their team. My thing is this, like, now, like, they have all-stars on their team. Do you think they could possibly beat the Dream Team?
Kevin, I don't care what you
say. Like, when you really think about it, that would be something else. It is cheating, but hey, they win it. So that's the point of the game. You gotta win. I mean, it's tough. It's really tough, but hey.
That's crazy, though. Jamal Crawford's good.
Yeah. Anyway, if you guys enjoyed this podcast, I really don't know how this works because I'm so used to YouTube. But if you enjoyed it, you know, I guess listen to it or something or leave a like on the podcast. I don't know how this works. Yeah, tell me what you guys think about Gilbert Arenas. Tell me what you think about the Warriors having a god squad, basically. If you guys see Space Jam, the Warriors are basically the Monstars now. So, yeah, tell me what you think, and we'll be back for another podcast in the meantime. Later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.